This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian officials have blocked access to the website of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny, along with dozens of other websites run by his allies. A Russian internet regulator said it blocked Navalny.com, along with other sites, at the request of the prosecutor general. The move comes ahead of September's parliamentary elections, seen as a key part of President Vladimir Putin's efforts to increase his support before a 2024 presidential election. Last month, a Russian court ruled that organizations linked to Navalny were extremist, barring them from operating and preventing people associated with them from running for public office. Navalny is Putin's most prominent critic, and his organization has worked to expose corruption in Russia. He's currently serving a 2.5-year jail sentence for parole violations stemming from a 2014 embezzlement conviction, which he says was politically motivated. Navalny has accused the Kremlin of trying to poison him with a nerve agent. The government denies the charge. Navalny's arrest and jailing earlier this year sparked a wave of protests across Russia and have been condemned by Western nations. A group of centrist U.S. senators remained deadlocked on Monday on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure package to repair the country's deteriorating roads and bridges and boost funding for broadband internet service. A month ago, President Joe Biden announced basic agreement with the senators on the plan, but negotiations have lingered on financial details. Biden, a Democrat, considers the infrastructure package one of his biggest legislative priorities and important as a way to show voters he can negotiate a bipartisan deal. President Biden has told reporters, "I'm always optimistic." This is VOA News. Mary Simon on Monday became Canada's first Indigenous person to be named Governor General of the United States' northern neighbor. As Canada's head of state and the representative of Queen Elizabeth II in the Commonwealth nation, Simon said her appointment marks an important step forward on the long path toward reconciliation. It followed the painful discoveries of more than 1,000 unmarked graves at church-run residential schools funded by the government to forcibly assimilate Canada's Indigenous population. In her first official speech as Governor General, Simon said she was honored, humble, and ready for the job. Major U.S. medical groups are calling for mandatory vaccinations of millions of healthcare workers, saying it's a moral imperative to help curb the spread of the infection. The American Medical Association, the American Nurses Association, and 55 other groups said in a joint statement, "We call for all healthcare and long-term care employers to require their employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Some healthcare organizations have been reluctant to require their workers to get vaccinated, even though they are on the front lines of treating patients. Surveys have shown that less than half of nurses treating patients have been vaccinated, even though they have had ready access to the shots for months." The statement from the medical groups comes as the United States is facing a sharp increase in the number of new COVID-19 cases. 48 of the country's 50 states showed an increase of 10% or more in the last week, as the Delta variant of the virus, first discovered in India, has spread in the United States. The increase has been the most pronounced in states with low vaccination rates. The United States will keep existing COVID-19 travel restrictions on international travel in place for now because of the Delta variant. That's according to a White House official who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the yet-to-be-formally-announced decision. President Biden said his administration was in the process of considering how soon the U.S. could lift the ban on European travel bound for the United States earlier this month. The official noted that cases are rising in the United States, particularly among those who are unvaccinated, and will likely increase in the weeks ahead. Intelligence agencies studying the fate of the Islamic State in Iraq fear the terror group is not going anywhere, even as U.S. combat forces in the country prepare to recede deep into the background and leave the brunt of the work to Iraqi forces. The assessment is one of the key findings in a report released by the United Nations Sanctions Monitoring Team, which warns that despite setbacks, Islamic State is poised to be a problem for some time to come. VOA News.